which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. And I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is dying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Yorick!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Fidella.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
Because I know you were on there for top secret spy business.
Top secret spy business? What are you talking about?
I'm trying to make it a little classier.
Are you recording right now?
Well, yeah, I'm always.
So So Iceland
before you talk about Iceland, because you were away.
Oh, okay.
And then you had shit happen.
Yeah.
Do we just want to update people on the Deadpool?
Oh yeah, we should probably do that.
Because you're well, actually, first, before we update people on the Deadpool, I want to give a shout out to a listener that I think is real.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's real.
Yeah, in the UK, M. Which, here's the thing though, I kind of go like M. Like, is she being, like, the James Bond, like, M? Kind of, you know, what's her face? Not Helen Mirren. Who's M for Daniel Craig?
M?
Yeah,
M. You mean...
James Bond.
Judi Dench?
Judi Dench, that's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay. I was kind of surprised you couldn't think of Judi Dench.
I just kept thinking of Helen Mirren.
Oh, okay.
Which was totally wrong. But a big shout out to our UK listener, M, which might stand for Emily, Amelia.
I'm going to go Emily.
Amelia probably isn't a name.
I think I've said this before. I mean, yeah, I know. I think because we've talked about just like girls' names. I love the name Emily. I don't know what it is, but I just love that name. And I've always been like, I need to find a girl named Emily. So I like to think that this girl's name is Emily, but it might not be.
Well, I don't know what else M would stand for, if not Emily.
I guess Amelia.
Maybe Amelia.
Although, because you can spell it with an E, because like the chick from Game of Thrones does.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I think typically it's spelled with an A, but
yeah.
It could go either way. Like Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Bedelia.
Amelia Bedelia? Who's that?
So Amelia Bedelia is a...
Is that like something like a cartoon or something?
Yeah, it's like a fictional like kids book character, and she's like a maid, but she's like an incompetent maid, and she always fucks shit up.
Mm.
So they're like, oh, Amelia Bedelia, you should have done this. And it's like, oh, that's like, you get to the point where you're like, this is getting kind of ridiculous because she fucks up stupid shit. She's just one of those kind of like Mr. Bean type characters.
Okay. Yeah. I think I actually remember Amelia Bedelia.
Yeah. But I just want to point out that so we got a message from M from the UK, which we were very appreciative of. But you and I were both like, is this a hoax? Because we have a friend of ours that has done this kind of thing before.
Yes.
And has.
Yeah,
but so we're like, I don't know. Her profile goes back really far. She's checked into places at the UK from what we can tell. I think she's legit.
Yeah.
Well, we had to do a little background.
Yeah, so Don't be offended. We had to do a little background check because Rob, who we've mentioned many times, he likes to play tricks on us. And not just us, but just his friends in general. And he has been known to make up fake people and profiles. So we just had to be sure. But Yeah, pretty sure she's real.
But in order for him to make up that profile, it would have required a lot of work and, like, workarounds and trying to figure out how to check into the UK and, like...
Yeah, I mean, like, not that he hasn't put a crazy amount of effort into these things before. Like, way more than I would be willing to do. And I love a good prank. But, yeah, this is even outside of his realm.
Yeah, this seems like a lot for him.
Yeah.
So we appreciate the follow. We love the fact that we're growing in popularity in the UK.
Yes.
As well as the US. So big shout out to M and now let's update people. I guess on the Deadpool.
Yeah. So I mean, let's just be real. I am at a commanding lead right now with three.
I just want to point out: have you gotten one before in any of the Deadpools you've done before? You've gotten one.
Yeah. I've gotten one. Maybe two? Maybe have even gotten two before, but that's the most. I don't think I've ever gotten more than two. So...
Because you're at three right now.
I'm at three, and we're at the tail end of September.
Yeah.
So,
well, I could still come back based on my score. I still have 10 people that could die, so it's very possible.
Yeah, that's true, too. Now I only have 7 more people that can die.
Yeah, I have 10. So it's very possible that I could come back.
Yeah.
So you had Abe Vigoda.
Abe. Nancy who died, Reagan. Like, 2 days after we did this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, actually, he died before the episode aired.
Yeah, he died after the episode was released. I'm sorry, he died after the episode was recorded, but before... It was released.
Yes.
So we did like a little introduction, or maybe I don't remember. We did something to verify the fact that like it was legit.
Right.
And then you had Nancy Reagan.
Nancy, yep.
And now you have Arnold Palmer.
Arnie is dead.
Yes.
I actually bought 2 Arnold Palmers yesterday.
I'm surprised you could find them because I saw your Snapchat where you're like, there's a run on Arnold Palmer's.
They really were, no, like the 2 liters that you buy, gone. They were like all gone because like you at the beginning of the snap, you kind of see like a couple bottles next to it. Those were not Arnold Palmer's. Every 2 liter of Arnold Palmer's was gone.
Well,
so I found some cans.
Okay, you got the can. You got the Arnold Palmer cans.
The bigger can.
The Arnie Palmer cans. Wait, here's what's funny. Here's what happened when I found out that Arnold Palmer died.
Mm.
My wife is sitting in the living room with me, and she's looking on her iPad, and she just goes, "Oh, Arnold Palmer died." And I went, in my mind, I went, "Fuck, I think Greg." I had Arnold Palmer on the Deadpool.
Yep.
And I went to text you to be like, please tell me you didn't have Arnold Palmer on the Deadpool. And when I opened up, I unlocked my phone, I got a text from you that said, 3-0 on the Deadpool, Arnold Palmer just died. And I went, fuck.
Yep.
And I was like, not only did a very nice man die... But I'm also losing 3-0 now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, I mean, I had heard at the beginning of the year that he wasn't doing very well. So I was like, gonna do it. And it took 9 months. But he's dead. Oh, yeah. So, my patience paid off.
Oh, So who am I counting on now?
Ugh.
I know I'm oh wait, hang on. I just got a text from John Oldfield, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Yep, documented the show, and this blows my mind. He says, I, for no apparent reason, watched the season premiere of The Simpsons on Hulu. It has an Arnold Palmer bit in it, and it aired the day he died. Super weird.
Wow, that is weird.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. That's like that political-themed rap album that came out on 9/11 with the exploding World Trade Center.
I have not heard of this.
No, I'll go ahead and look at your list. I'll find the name of it. The album cover is crazy.
Hang on, there's something else I was gonna look up. Fuck, I forget what it was though. Or it's like the George Carlin thing. The George Carlin special is just released. Finally, that came out, like, it was recorded like a couple days before 9/11. And it was like, I love when a lot of people die.
Nice.
It was like the only special that he was like, you know what? I'm not going to release this. I kind of like it when a lot of people die is the name of his HBO special that was filmed on September. Well, he did two nights, as they usually do on a comedy special. They do two nights and two shows and whatever. So it was on September 9th and September 10th of 2001.
Can you talk?
apparently not. Performed in Las Vegas. HBO special that was to derive its title from his closing routine. I kind of like it when a lot of people die. And then as soon as 9/11 happened, he was like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah. But no, I didn't know that.
It was just recently released, and he was just he was like, yeah, we can't do this.
Well, if you look up and you kids at home too, look up the album cover for the album is called Party Music. And the group, it's a rap duo, I guess. I don't really know them. Called The Coup. That's Coup, C-O-U-P. If you look that up, it is a picture of the two of them in front of the World Trade Center exploding.
Oh.
And this came out on 9/11.
It came out on 9/11?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. Like, even you look at the picture and you're just like, holy shit. Like, what are the odds?
I'm surprised I don't know about that because of the conspiracy that would probably surround it.
Yeah.
How the fuck did we get here?
I don't know. The Deadpool.
Okay.
Coincidences. Arnold Palmer.
Oh, yeah, Arnold Palmer, Simpsons. John Saxon, and everything. Okay, so you...
Yeah, fuck you, John.
My wife's looking on it, and I went, fuck. I just lost Deadpool.
Yeah.
I go to text you, you text me, and you're just like, I'm up 3-0.
Motherfucker.
Shit. So I am relying on... hang on, let me pull up my web browser here. Let me see who's on my Deadpool. ScrupulousProductions.com. And then I'll go to the search page on there and type Deadpool. Is it? I don't know if I have it listed under Deadpool or Deathpool. I think it's under Deadpool.
I think we were calling it the Deadpool.
No, maybe we called it Deathpool then. Deathpool Tracker, which needs updating. Deathpool Tracker. Let's see. Okay, so I still have Angela Lansbury, Stan Lee, Betty White, George H.W. Bush. That's a good one.
Yeah, good. That's probably your best.
Sylvester Stallone. I'm really regretting that choice right now.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds, still good. Pete
Townsend. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, because he's not in good shape.
Yeah, Pete Townsend.
Yeah.
Sean Connery. That's so legit.
Well, we don't know because he's...
He's not anywhere.
Public, so no one... It's hard to know how he's doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing. Angela Lansbury, I thought she wasn't doing well. Turns out she's doing a bunch of shit. And she may be in
Game of Thrones. She's actually doing better than ever.
Yeah, she may be in Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow.
There's that role for a little while. And then my wild card, Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah, I mean, he could go any day, but...
I mean, yeah, but now I'm nervous.
You need Bonaducci to go so you get 2 points.
So here's what I need to win. I need none of your people to die, and you still got Gene Hackman, Jack Nicholson, Harry Dean Stanton, Fidel Castro, Julie Andrews, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Justin Bieber.
Yeah, the Biebs.
I need like Angela Lansbury, George H.W. Bush, Burt Reynolds, and Danny Bonaducci to go in order to pull this thing off.
Yeah. It's going to be tough.
I think you may win this. Did we have a bet on it? I don't remember.
I think it was, was it a nice dinner? I thought we might have to go back. I think it was like the other one will take someone out to a nice dinner. It was like a real like old man bet.
To a nice dinner. A nice dinner. All right. Yeah. You know what? M, if you're out there and you're listening right now, could you message us on Facebook and let us know if what the bet was, if you remember? Because we don't want to go back and check it out.
We'll have to go back and listen.
Yeah, but we don't want to. So if somebody could, like, message us on Facebook or Twitter or whatever and let us know what the bet was. I assumed it would have been like a vinyl bet. Which, by the way, very much enjoying the Run the Jewels vinyl.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I was playing it on... I was playing the digital version in my car. Because I'm not Jack White. I don't have a record player in my car.
Yeah.
Driving to work, and I parked in, and I got out of my car, and somebody was like, "Planet Thug today, huh?" And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "I heard you blasting the rap music." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess so."
One of the guys is white.
Yeah. I was like, "One of the guys is super white.
He's wicked white. He's like a dad.
He's like a ginger." From the pictures I've seen, it looks like he's a ginger. Anyway.
But yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, there's a chance anything could happen. But I'm feeling pretty good.
It looks like, honestly, like at least four people from my list would have to die in a tragic plane crash for me to have a chance.
Like they'd all have to get together and hop on a plane.
They'd all have to be on the same plane.
It'd have to be like a Day the Music Died type situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's no reason for any of them to be on a plane together.
No. No, there isn't.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, we'll figure out what the bet was, and then we'll have to figure out how we're gonna make that happen.
All right. Yeah, because the dinner could be tough.
Yeah, dinner's gonna be tough. That's why I'm surprised that we did a dinner option.
I feel like that's what it was.
Was it?
But honestly, I would kind of like to hold you to that. So.
Oh, I gotta take you out to a nice dinner.
You gotta take me out. So. Yeah, please hop on a plane.
Yeah. We'll see about that. Hey, if I just go with you to the upcoming wedding and I go up to the bartender and I say, "Remember my face."
Remember my face.
And I get you a couple of drinks. Will that count?
We'll talk about it. Okay. we are going as each other's dates.
We'll talk about it when we're in the hotel room that night.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh god. Well, I hope it's like when I went to training for work and like I came out of the bathroom and the guy I had to share a room with had Golden Girls on.
Well, I mean, there's a very good chance that's gonna happen.
And like I look at him and he goes, "I knew you would like it." So, and I was like, "No, that's right," because we both like Golden Girls. Because Golden Girls is a ridiculously good sitcom, and we had talked about it before. And I came out of work training, or we went to Ohio for work training. I come out of the bathroom to get ready for bed, and I come out and he's got Golden Girls on, and he was like, "I figured it'd be a good compromise." And I was like, "This is perfect."
I know exactly. It's like, you don't know how great this is.
So we pretty much watched like 2.5 episodes of Golden Girls before we fell asleep.
Nice.
Separate beds. Just want to know, Everett, separate beds.
Yeah.
But we just sat there drinking scotch, watching Golden Girls, and then went to sleep.
Sounds great.
It was the least gayest thing that could have happened.
Yeah. You've had gayer things happen.
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have.
Because in some instances, gay men have been involved.
So.
Look, anyways, gay man wants to kiss me on the cheek. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, go on.
No, I don't know. You want to hear about my excursion?
Yes, you were in Iceland.
I was in Iceland.
Which I am told is totally green, and Greenland totally covered in ice. Is that true?
No, that's not really. I mean, it's... like, people say that, I think, because... Yes,
I only know one person that has said it, and that's Gordon Bombay. So,
I've heard people say that. I've heard, like, is it true? And I'm like, if you're making the insinuation that Iceland is not cold... You're wrong, because it is. It's quite cold.
Is it so cold that it just doesn't snow there?
No, I mean, it snows. It snows.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't see any... People were going on snowmobile tours, like on glaciers and shit, though. I mean, it's not like... You know, and this was a week and a half ago. So, I mean, there's ice. Don't... Make no mistake about it.
Okay.
But you know, I'm like not in the city, and like, you know, it was
so when you went, did it feel like winter? Did it feel like fall?
It was like later fall. Like at night it was like upper 30s, 40.
Okay.
And during the day it was like low to mid 50s.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be plenty cold there soon. But, like, yeah, I mean, I would say, like, in the middle of the night, it was probably, like, 38, 39 or so.
Okay.
Around there.
39, you know what that means.
I guess.
Yeah, that means you do me, I'll do you later.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, anyways. So, so it was very interesting. Right off the bat, first thing you notice, like when you get there or when you leave the airport, which the airport's tiny, it's kind of hilarious, but like the first thing you notice is
is the airport like the airport in Wings?
It's a little bit bigger than that.
Okay. So there's like a couple desks. There's like a couple more. There's three. Well, no, there's just two in Wings. There's Roy and then
yeah, Roy.
Jack Weber. And then there's the diner counter. So there's a couple more.
It's an international airport, but it's as small as an international airport could probably get. In like, you know, like it serves like the capital city, and like it's surprising at how small it is.
Like,
but anyways,
how many airlines did you take note of while you were at the airport?
I think there were probably that I noticed. I would probably say like 5.
Okay.
So it was pretty small.
Yeah. So that was pretty small. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But the first thing you notice after you leave the airport, really, is that you, it looks like you are on like Mars. Like it looks like a completely different planet, and not to say everything's red, but what the whole like when you're especially like near where like Reykjavik is and like the whole area surrounding like where the airport is and everything, it's just a lava field where former, you know, like just, you know, the volcanoes erupted and it just left all this like craggly rock everywhere. So it's just there's no grass, there's no trees, it's just lava fields and moss growing on the lava rock, and that's it.
Okay.
And now that's not to say that like when you go out, like we went to like some national parks and everything, that's not to say that there isn't grass out there and there's not like some trees, but like in general, especially in that section, like there's none. It's bizarre. Like it took a while to like get used to that. And like everyone was just like, oh my God, like what, this is crazy. Like you could hear everyone on the bus. So I did a ATV tour, in that area, along the coast. And on like the lava fields and everything, and it was phenomenal. All like the sand is just like very fine ground up lava rock, so it's all like black,
yeah,
black sand, black rock. Went up like some hills. I went along the coast. The coolest part of that might have been when I was going along the water. I mean, it was, you know, there's a little distance between me and the water, but in that space, it was all this like lava rock right up to the water, and there were shipwrecks, and there were these just big ships like only, you know, few feet away from me, and I was like going between them on my ATV. It was very cool.
That sounds real cool. How old were the shipwrecks?
I mean, they look like they had been there a while, but the ships, I mean, they were fairly like modern design, like I would say maybe like 50 years.
So they like they were still made out of like steel and metal. Yeah,
they were metal. Like they it wasn't, you know, we're not talking like old like wooden ships with sails.
They weren't like pirate ships or anything.
No. We're talking like, you know, these were probably carrying like freight and stuff, or you know, they could have been very large ship, fishing vessels or something, but
okay.
Yeah. I mean, I would say between like anywhere between like 30 to like 60 years old. But it was very cool.
Yeah. Okay.
And at one point we went up this hill and we stopped, and there was just this hole in the middle of the ground, and
everyone's like jerk off into it.
Yeah, I was thinking that. But no, so it was like a sinkhole that went all the way down to a underground lava tunnel way underground. It was awesome. Wow,
that sounds hot.
Yeah. No, but it was great. It was raining while I did this. They gave us like rain suits. Like I was completely dry because I had the helmet and the whole suit on. Yeah, it was fine. But what, you know what?
What's a rain suit look like?
Well, I mean, it was like something like the Gordon's fisherman would wear.
Okay, all right.
You know, it was orange, but like, you know, like the Gordon's fish with the yellow.
Like you had like the
pants and the jacket
on, and then the jacket with the hood and everything.
Yeah, like yeah.
It wasn't like the hazmat kind of suit that like they wore in Breaking Bad or anything. It was like
no. Okay. It was yeah. So, like, I could get out of it, but No, it was cool. So, I mean, but that was actually like a pretty, that ended up being very common because it rained, except for the last day, I think, it rained every day we were there.
Yeah. Sounds like at you least, were in England, am I right, Em?
No, well, it was funny, some of it, like, especially, so the second day, I went to, did some, like, national park stuff, and... Like, we were driving, and, you know, there were some kind of, like, field areas, but, like, not much grows. It's very, like, poor soil for growing anything.
It's too cold.
I'm sure that doesn't help, but, so, and it was pouring, and I was thinking to myself, I was like, I bet this is a lot like Scotland, but...
Yeah, because when I'm cold, the only thing that grows are my nipples.
Thank you. things not growing. So basically, all like their food that they grow, they have to do hydroponics.
Yeah.
So we went to a. It was a place where they make they grow tomatoes.
Mm.
And because the plants won't, because it's hydroponics, they won't pollinate themselves. They have to bring in bees and have them pollinate. So it was interesting. And they're all under the big lamps. It was like they were growing pot, but it was just tomatoes. I mean, I'm sure they rush into this
big warehouse and you're like, oh my god, there's so much weed. Well, here's where we grow tomatoes, son of a bitch.
Shit. But yeah, no, it was cool. So the rain, it like that whole second day. Well, no, all right, I won't say the whole second day, but most of that second day, it poured, and like at one point, we were at this park and we were going to see. A waterfall, and it was huge and it was awesome, but it was just a fucking downpour, and like I literally like ran out to the point to the like ledge where you could see the waterfall, took two pictures, and just ran back because it was freezing, it was windy, and it was raining, and it was just kind of miserable. After that, though, it did clear up. We went to a different area, and this was where the North American and the Eurasian tectonic plates meet.
Ooh.
So we actually got to see the rift between them and walk through it. And at that point, it was actually...
What do you mean walk through it?
Like, there's like a chasm in between, and you can like walk through.
Like, do they build a bridge between the plates, or?
Well, no, like, so, like, I mean, like, Earth, like, land shit falls in. Like, so it's not like it just doesn't just go down, you know, forever or whatever. I mean, there's a bottom, but, like, it's, like, where they separate. So, like, obviously, but, like, dirt and everything fills up the hole.
So, okay, so dirt fills in the crack where they...
Where they're separated,
where they're separated, but... That's the point. So you couldn't quite tell where the line was, where they separated?
No, not really. No. You could see it. You could see where they were. There was a fairly clear, there was pretty clear ridges where you could see one plate, where one plate was and the other plate started. Yeah. I can send you pictures. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm curious. Send me a picture of that. Cause
it's weird. It's not... parts it's clearly defined, and some parts you're like, I'm not really sure what I'm looking at.
Because I think of what you're describing and like where one plate meets and rubs against the other, and I'm like... At least the way that Hollywood represents it to me, I'm like... I would know where the ridge was.
Well, it's different on land though, because if it's one thing, it's like in the middle of the ocean, right? and it is like a crack, I think, in the bottom of the ocean. Like, that's one thing, but this is like through the middle of like the country, so like it's not going to just open up. Like, it's not just going to be like, you know, it's not just going to be like a hole like down the middle of the country. But I think like that's kind of what people expect, but it's not really like that. Like, you can see coming up, like it's like almost mountainous, like where like the ridge is on one side and then the other. So, but like there, I mean, you can go in the middle. Like, it's not.
It's like it's there's something to fill it in with.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So that was very cool. And as far as geyser, that was very cool. It went off like every like 4 minutes or so. Got a video of it. That was awesome. Yeah, that day it was, I wish the weather was better, but I mean, that was just kind of a common theme throughout the whole thing. Towards the end of the trip though, the weather did get better. So after that, we mostly spent time in Reykjavik. It was the first 2 days that we weren't in the city. The rest of the time, almost exclusively, we spent in the city. And that was a lot of fun. The people there are nuts. Like, they are crazy. And they're all huge drinkers. Which, I mean, they pretty much live in the North Pole. So, I mean, it makes sense. Like, what else are you going to do? And they even said that. We went on a brewery tour, and the woman was like, you know, she's like, yeah, you know, you'll notice, like, people around here really like to go out and have a good time. But what else are you going to do when you live, like, practically in the North Pole? So, I mean, it was wild. Like, the people were just crazy. The bars stay open real late. I mean, on weekends, a lot of them stay open till, like, 5 in the morning. Every bar you can get it to go. If you're not done with your beer and you want to go someplace else, they'll give you a plastic cup you can pour it in.
Nice. So it's like New Orleans.
Yeah. It's in that respect, it's kind of like the South.
Didn't we talk about like the last time that most of the I remember it was a couple times ago, doesn't most of the country's population live in the capital?
Yeah, so I think there's 330,000 people in Iceland. So that's like hardly any. But 220,000 of them live in or right around Reykjavik. The other 110,000 make up the rest of the country. So I believe it is the most sparsely populated country in Europe. So it is very dense. Like, when you're in Reykjavik, like, there are a lot of people. I mean, there aren't, but there are. Like, it is a lot of people in a fairly small area. But like I said, once you get out of there, there's nothing. Like, the towns, like, we would drive by a town and they'd be like, oh, that's the town of whatever, because I can't pronounce anything in their language. And I mean, it would literally be like a few huts, and by huts I mean houses. But it was like the buildings are weird. Like, in the city, the buildings are fairly normal. But you know, like, when you see pictures of like those like mining, like oil towns and shit in like northern Canada or Alaska, and everything is like those prefabricated buildings. Like, everything is just a rectangle.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Huh.
That's what once you get outside of the city, that's what all not all, but that's what a huge portion of the buildings are like. It's just that kind of prefabricated, like they're just like in a little like bunch. It's like a bunch of houses and that is it.
Huh.
And that's the town. So, you know, that was interesting, but the city was great.
Okay. Did you go to the penis museum?
I did not get to the penis museum. I know. I'm sorry. It was...
Did something come up?
There was... Yeah. No, there was extenuating circumstances. I didn't get to the penis museum. It was kind of annoying. I, you know, and the thing was is that I had opportunity to go, but I was waiting, and then because I waited... It sounds like because I waited, I couldn't go. Sounds like an issue. I should probably take a pill. But yeah. So I didn't get there.
If you have a chance to go to the penis museum lasting than more than 4 hours, but you don't go, please call a doctor immediately.
Right. What I did go to, and I sent you a bunch of pictures.
Was the vagina museum?
What? No.
Those pictures weren't from you?
The Lebowski bar.
Yes.
The Big Lebowski themed bar. I couldn't believe it when I found it, but it was awesome. It was so cool.
The fact that there is a Big Lebowski themed bar there and many other places, I assume. I went to one in Scotland. And I'm sure they're all over the place, is fascinating. Although yours was way better than the one that I went to.
It was very detailed. I mean, it had everything, like I said, the picture, which was weird because I was taking pictures in the bathroom, which I'm sure there was at least a few people that weren't thrilled about it, but, so, like, above the urinal, above every urinal, they had the mirror, the Time Man of the Year mirror.
Yeah.
And then in the even the stall doors had the dude and John Goodman on it. Why can't I think of his name? But it just had everything. It was so cool. Well, one thing that was interesting, if you look at the pictures, so it had, like, the bowl of the alley – and the ball and the pins and everything, that was on the wall, and it was hanging sideways.
Yeah.
Along the tables. It was interesting.
It had the rug on the wall.
The rug, yep. It had the rug. And all the chairs were all looked like they were from a bowling alley. It was very cool. That place got crazy. Like, those people, after like midnight, the Lebowski bar got pretty hopping. And it was like a dance scene. It was kind of fun. Other than that, I mean, I ate a lot of food. I tried a bunch of new things. I ate Minky Whale. I ate Puffin. I had a ton of Arctic fish, Arctic char, and it was all awesome. I only ate anything there that I didn't love. It was very cool.
Wow.
The puffin actually tasted like fish.
What is a puffin?
You know the birds that they kind of look like penguins, but they have like the different color beak? It looked like if a toucan and a penguin had sex.
No, but I'll believe you.
It looks like a little penguin.
Okay.
They're actually very adorable, but they were delicious. But they tasted like fish, which I just assume is because that's all they eat. So I don't know, but that was good. And the whale was like steak. I wouldn't say it tastes like steak necessarily, but the consistency was just like steak, and it looked like it too. But one thing, gotta caution about Iceland: it is incredibly expensive. Getting there is not that expensive. My airfare was like $600 round trip. I did an Airbnb, so I mean, it was like $480. For the apartment for 4 nights, really not bad. But I mean, everything that you buy, whether it's like some like little like knickknack to bring home, or whether it's a meal or drinks or whatever, is crazy expensive. Even when you go to the fucking grocery store, everything. Like, there were multiple, like, we had multiple meals for two people, and, you know, I mean, we didn't, like, skimp on the meal and like, had drinks and stuff, but, I mean, I'm talking $250 for two people multiple times.
Damn.
Pizza and four beers was about $95.
Shit.
Yeah. And you will not find a beer, even like a regular ass beer, for like under like $12. So I would advise, most bars have happy hour there. So I would strongly advise to take advantage of that. But yeah, man, I mean, everything. Like, I bought, you know, even like I bought my sister this little stuffed puffin thing, like stuffed animal thing. I mean, it was tiny. And I mean, it was like 20 something bucks.
Wow.
So. Yeah, so word to the wise, bring a lot of extra cash. That is part of the reason why I'm broke. Also, I destroyed my car, but when I got home.
Yeah, jeez.
But yeah, it was shocking actually how expensive it was. But it was awesome though. It was unlike any place I've ever been. So, yeah, I highly recommend if you've got the cash for it.
Wow! All right.
Yeah, yeah. I should put up a couple pictures on the Facebook.
Yeah, put some more pictures.
When we release the episode, I'll throw up a few a few Iceland pics.
Because I put up a couple of the Lebowski bar that you sent me, and yep. Put up a few more. All right, sir.
This has been But You're Wrong. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Bodell.
And remember, everyone, no regrets. And if you make it to the Penis Museum in Iceland, don't be like Greg. And make sure you get in.